Mark, after some time apart on the power play, you guys have power play goals in back-to-back games. What have you liked so far about the unit back together?
Yeah, we've been working it good. You know, obviously some big goals and some big moments, so it's definitely good to be back.
So Neil, like, what does Neil bring to that? Because he kind of has that Dustin Byfuglien element, at least with his hand, and you know, you can either shoot the one time or quickly get it off the patty. So what does he bring to it, I guess?
Yeah, exactly what you said.
Can you just repeat?
Mark, yeah, go ahead.
When Blake hit Patrick for the one-timer the other day, I think that's the first time we've seen that this year. That's a play that obviously we've seen a whole lot over the last couple of years. From your perspective, was it just a matter of time before that seam pass and the one-timer sort of started to click?
Yeah, I think so. You know, it obviously always depends on the way the team kills and you know, positioning of everyone, but obviously good to see that go in.
When Blake when Brian went down and Blake was moving back to center, I know you said at the time you didn't expect there'd be any issues, that Blake could absolutely handle that. Now that there's some body of work to look at, what's been your take on how he's adjusted to playing center?
Yeah, he's been good. He's been solid in the D zone. He's been you know, obviously they've been clicking as of late, so it's been, you know, he's been great in the middle, and you know, it's been good for our team.
That was even something Paul, I know, mentioned the other day. It's a possibility, even when Brian's back, to keep him there. Do you think that makes the group maybe a little stronger with Blake up the middle?
You know, a lot of speculation. You know, we don't know when, you know, Brian's going to be back, and you never know where our team's going to be when that time comes. So, you know, better yet, just focus on today and worry about that when the time comes.
Speaking of the focus today, what catches your attention with what the Kings are doing here lately?
Anze Kopitar's a pretty good player. You know, he's obviously a guy you got to watch. He's you know, he does it all. He does everything, and you know, obviously with Doughty on the back end, you know, those two are pretty dangerous. You got to watch, and you know, we just got to be ready to play our best game.
10-2-1 in November, Mark, and one final game here. Is that the mindset? Like, we could really cap off what's been a spectacular month here with one more good outing?
Yeah, we just got to focus on tonight and focus on our game and you know, not worry about anything else. Just worry about you know, playing our game and sticking to that.
Two separate lines that you are. You talked about Doughty and Kopitar. Do you expect to see, like, ever so slightly less of them because Blake's on another line, or does that open up opportunities for Blake's line as well, or
what? Just depends on what the team wants to match up. You know, matchups change throughout a game, and you know, so you never know exactly what's gonna bring. But you know, at the end of the day, there's a lot of good NHL players on every team, and you're gonna have to, you know, battle through, you know, some of them to get to the net.